Beyond Pokemon cards, ancient consumer fads. We toss around terms like speculative consumerism and collector's items with ease today, conjuring images of fleeting digital trends or limited edition sneakers. But the human impulse to collect, hoard, and invest in the next big thing is far from new. History, in its vast and often surprising way, reveals that our ancestors were just as susceptible to fads, speculative bubbles, and the thrill of owning something rare, whether it was a seashell or a sculpted deity. Imagine the bustling marketplace of ancient Rome, not just a place for necessities, but a vibrant hub of desire and display. While gladiators captivated the crowds in the Colosseum, a different kind of fervor often gripped the populace, the chase for the latest fashionable commodity. One such phenomenon, documented by Roman writers like Pliny the Elder, was the insatiable demand for certain types of pottery, particularly from regions like Gaul and Italy. These weren't just vessels for storing wine or olive oil. They were status symbols. Owning a finely crafted Samianware bowl with its distinctive red gloss and intricate relief decorations was a statement. The more elaborate and exotic the design, the higher the prestige. Prices could soar for pieces that were particularly well-preserved or featured unusual motifs, mirroring the speculative frenzy we see around limited edition collectibles today. But it wasn't just about aesthetics. The Roman world, like ours, understood the concept of scarcity driving value. Certain minerals and gemstones, prized for their perceived magical properties or for use in intricate jewelry, often saw price spikes based on rumors of dwindling supply or newly discovered, exclusive sources. Lapis lazuli, for instance, imported from the distant mines of what is now Afghanistan, was incredibly expensive. Owning a piece of jewelry made from it, or a finely carved statue, signified immense wealth and access to far-flung trade routes. The demand could outstrip supply, leading to periods of intense speculation, where merchants would buy up large quantities hoping to profit from future scarcity, a practice eerily similar to modern commodity futures trading. Consider the allure of exotic animals. In ancient Egypt, the reverence for cats is well documented, with the goddess Bastet often depicted as a lioness or a cat. While religious devotion was central, it's not unreasonable to imagine that owning a particularly beautiful or well-tempered cat, perhaps one believed to be blessed by the divine, held a certain cachet. More dramatically, the Roman elite had a penchant for importing exotic beasts, lions, tigers, elephants, and even rhinoceroses, for public spectacles and private menageries. The logistical challenges and sheer cost of acquiring and maintaining such animals made them ultimate symbols of power and status. The market for these creatures, driven by emperors and wealthy patrons, would have been subject to the whims of fashion and the availability of capture and transport, creating a volatile, high-stakes trade. Even something as seemingly simple as a seashell could become a coveted item. In various coastal societies, specific types of shells, prized for their beauty, rarity, or perceived spiritual significance, were used as currency or worn as adornments. The cowrie shell, for example, was used as money in parts of Africa, Asia, and Oceania for centuries. Its value was tied to its rarity, durability, and portability. The desire to accumulate these natural treasures could lead to the same speculative hoarding and trade imbalances seen with more complex commodities. What drove these ancient fads? The motivations, it seems, are timeless. The desire for status, the thrill of ownership, the belief in inherent value, and the age-old human tendency to follow the crowd. Just as today, social media can amplify trends, in ancient times, word of mouth, the pronouncements of the elite, and the visible display of wealth by those at the top created powerful currents of desire. A successful politician or a popular general might be seen with a new type of garment or a particularly striking piece of jewelry, instantly making it the must-have item for anyone seeking to emulate their success or perceived sophistication. The consequences of these ancient consumer trends, while lacking the global reach of modern markets, were nonetheless significant. They fueled long-distance trade, sometimes at great risk, fostered specialized craftsmanship, and contributed to the accumulation of wealth for some, while leaving others at the mercy of fluctuating prices and demands. The pursuit of these luxury goods could drain treasuries, incite competition between cities or regions, and even influence political decisions, all in the name of acquiring the fashionable, the rare, or the symbolically potent. So the next time you see a crowd clamoring for the latest gadget or a rare collectible, remember that this impulse isn't a modern aberration. It's an echo of a human drive that has resonated through the ages, a timeless testament to our fascination with the special, the scarce, and the symbols that define our place in the world. From the red gleam of Samian ware to the distant sparkle of lapis lazuli, the desire to collect and invest has always been a vibrant, and often irrational, part of the human story.